This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Mention it earlier. Mention it again. The dream of Jameis Winston, the backup quarterback here in Atlanta.
I got a question.
Is over.
Is the video of him walking through Harlem, is that recently?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's a video of him walking. It looked like he was walking through Harlem. So high-fiving folks.
Signed with the Giants.
Yes.
Maybe. Maybe he'll live maybe he'll live in Harlem and commute to the practice facility.
That's a long-ass commute.
I don't know where they practice at. 2 years, $8 million for Jameis.
Money.
That's backup
money.
That's backup so
money.
So they're still in the market for another quarterback.
Yeah, I look at it from like – where they're at three, that to me, signing Jameis seems like a Shador spot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought it would be Shador anyways at three. Kind of today, Cam has his pro days today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so his pro days today and down there in Miami and everything. I still anticipate him going. I still think Tennessee's going to pass on him for whatever reason.
That would be dumb
if they did. But I could see Shador and, you know, with Jameis, because I saw a picture, they were together. They know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So those two in New York, I can possibly see that. Only thing about it is if you're Brian Daboll, y'all are on, like, Brian Daboll's on the I'm going to get fired after the first month if this is going to go right.
Yeah.
That's where his job status is.
I mean, if you draft Shador with Jameis as the backup, Shador starts week one.
Yes.
Like, that's not one of those things where you try to like bring him along and let Jameis be the starter.
Yes, because Jameis will get you fired after 1 week. Because Jameis
throws that can't be the plan.
Yeah, Jameis throws six interceptions.
It can't be the plan.
In week one.
But, I mean, doesn't drafting a rookie quarterback get you just a little bit more
leash? That's the thing about it, because we saw these type of things with Caleb Williams.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're going to
Everybody
knew Eberflus wasn't going to be the long-term – fire his ass and then bring somebody. So that's the only thing. Brian Daboll's a hell of an offensive coach, in my opinion. Can they do? If this is the case, can they do well enough where the owner is like, hey, this might be a match.
And that to me, that would be all on Shador looking early like he's going to be the guy, which he very well may look like that. Like, they just have to protect him and give him some weapons to throw the ball to. He's got one good receiver.
Yeah.
It feels like the Shador negativity campaign happened and passed, and he's good.
Yes.
You know how the draft cycle works. It happens to all the big guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't happened to Cam Ward yet.
No.
Like, Cam's just kind of been the presumed, well, he's just going first.
Right.
And if he doesn't, then he'll go second, and that'll be that.
Yep.
They haven't started to do the smear campaign yet on Cam.
No.
Maybe that starts
it'll
today.
It'll happen.
Pro days today.
Yep.
What's his hands are going to be too small or something like that. Doesn't jump
they'll
high.
They'll figure it out.
Because it's going to happen. They,
yeah,
it happens with everybody.
That's what I said. They'll figure it out.
They waited until the night before the draft to do it to C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
And wasn't it like he didn't want to go to the Manning camp or something like that?
Yes.
And it popped
he didn't want to go to the Manning camp.
Very, very silly.
Damn the Mannings.
Aaron Rodgers met with the Steelers on Friday.
Yeah. I think that – did that happen while we were on, Bo? I think it did. Yeah, it happened while we were on. And I think that, you know, when he saw that Minnesota's, whatever they're talking about with JJ, he wouldn't met with them. My thing is, what is he waiting on? You know, because I know the Steelers have an offer out there for him. I know they prefer him over Russell Wilson. So what is the hangup? And my thing is, I said this, you know, when you're at that age of where he is in his career, you like, okay, he's just taking his time to just mull over some things. I give every quarterback that kind of the benefit of the doubt, except for his ass.
Yeah.
Something. He up to something.
No, my assumption is that he just enjoys it.
Yeah, he up to something.
He likes clicking on the TV.
Exactly.
Like right now on NFL Network.
Yes.
And it's Aaron Rodgers stuff.
Yes.
He loves it.
Yeah, I just think I don't know.
Probably turned on the Odyssey app. And he's like, what are those guys in the midday down there in Atlanta talking about?
I just think.
Him. Good. I
know we played the Hayward, his Cameron Hayward. He's right.
Yeah.
But then people coming to him, oh, you're going to make Aaron Rodgers not come. If Aaron Rodgers don't come because of what he said, then Aaron Rodgers would be the quarterback.
He didn't want him anyway.
He wanted him anyway.
Which you might not want him anyway.
Exactly.
Also, dude, Cam Hayward didn't say anything wrong.
Yeah.
He said, this is the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you want to be a Steeler, come be one.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Come on.
As we mentioned, the one thing about it is the Steelers ain't going to kiss your ass like the Jets did. Mm-hmm. They're not at all of you like all those Jets players were and everything like that. No, not going to happen, man. Not going
to
happen.
Brandon Cooks goes back to the Saints.
Crazy, huh?
Where's he been?
I don't know.
Because he had a nice little run.
Brandon Cooks, he's played for like seven teams in the last 8 years and had 1,000 damn yards. Wasn't he in Houston last year?
He was in Houston years ago. He had a 4-year run where he had 1,000 yards each on four different teams.
Yes.
And one of them was the Saints, by the way.
Yes.
And then now he's
circled back. Because the Saints drafted him.
Uh-huh.
Saints drafted him, didn't want to pay him, so they trade him, and he went to New England.
Yeah.
Right?
Had a good year.
Had a good year. New England wanted to play him, then went to the Rams.
Had a good year.
Yeah, and then he went.
And then he's just kind of been hurt since then.
Did he go to Cleveland?
Let me look.
Did he spend time in Cleveland?
He went from the Rams to Houston.
Okay.
And had a couple thousand yard seasons there.
Yes.
And then he went to Dallas.
Okay. Right.
And didn't do much. He's been in Dallas. And he got hurt last year.
Okay.
But yeah, between 2015 and 2021, he had six different thousand yard seasons.
Crazy.
On four different teams.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, he's not young. He's 32 years old now coming into this season. So going back to New Orleans, where it all kind of started for him, and again, had 2,000-yard seasons there when he was early in his career. Seems like a good signing by the Saints. But, yeah, man.
Real quick.
Journeyman here, Brandon Cooks.
Here's some 18 news here from the Falcons. This is coordinator Albert Breer.
All right.
Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins has signaled to other teams that he plans to wait until after the draft before waiving his no-trade clause. Beer says Cousins would prefer to avoid the similar situation to last year when he signed with the Atlanta Falcons and had the rug pulled out from up under him as they picked Michael Penix.
Yeah.
He adds an exception could be made if teams are interested in Cousins commits not drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, if they promise.
If they promise they
in
won't
blood.
Draft him. Yeah.
Because the Vikings said they were gonna. So Kirk was like, well, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I guess he never asked the Falcons.
He didn't.
Never asked them.
I think he was under assumption like more than everybody else.
Just like all of us.
Just like all of us. Assumed the Falcons were gonna draft the quarterback.
After they gave him
$100 million. Yeah. So makes sense.
It does make sense. Just also signals back to the whole thing that we've talked about the whole time of like, look, of course you want it to work out. It didn't work out.
Right.
But I don't know that he ever got over the fact that they took
no.
Like
no freaking way he did.
He was so blindsided by that. Yeah.
There's no freaking way he got
all right, I'll waive my no trade clause if you promise me you're not going to draft a guy. You could still do it.
Yeah.
You can break promises.
Yeah, but no, he never got over that.
No, still mad about it. All right, there you go. Post-draft. So buckle up. It's a month to the draft.
Today.
Today is a month to the draft, so at least another month. Good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.